The name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. And all the time he's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I woke up this morning and I had to get out and I left my car out and there's a quarter inch of ice on that thing. I mean, literally, it was thick. It was like, hello, it was like built up. I said, what in the world is this, you know? And I was thinking about it because for a moment, I thought, this is ridiculous. And then as soon as I said it, I went, oh, Lord, I repent because this is the day that you have made. And if I don't allow myself to go down the path of negativity, I'm going to walk right into the blessing and the power of everything that you're able to do in this day. Amen. And I will tell you what, that I got praise reports all the way down from a friend in North Carolina, all the way up to Ohio, about things that God had done this day for people. Amen. And I'm telling you right now that we just need to always be ready to understand that God is moving miraculously in every moment of every day. Miracles are happening. Things are happening. People are being blessed. And you know, I'm telling you that I'm glad I caught myself, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Do you realize that being glad, being bold, being filled with faith instead of filled with fear is a choice that we have to make? It is a choice that we have to make. And if we will choose, and the Bible says that the Lord says, hey, I put before you life and death. I have revealed to you how to live this life in the way that you can always be blessed. And I have revealed to you the other side of living against my ways. I didn't do that because I want to punish you. I did that so that you could have the knowledge and not be ignorant, and you could stand in a position of power, authority, and blessing. Amen? And I tell you what, it's time for us to choose every day our decisions. Amen? God has given us a right, not anybody else. Listen, the devil does not have the authority to keep you bound. The attitudes and opinions of people does not have the authority to limit your life. Now, I love you, but at some point, you're going to have to stand up and let God declare over you that just like he said, I am who I am. Go tell him I'm with you. You know, Paul the Apostle got to the point where he says, hey, I am who the Lord has made me to be. Amen? And let's just go ahead and be blessed in that. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen. Stand your feet with us tonight.
Have you been walking the same old road for miles and miles? Have you been hearing the same old voice telling the same old lies? If you're trying to build the same old, dead of night,
We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run from things we know just ain't right. When there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. You feel lost, he's a way maker. You need freedom, save it. He's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Today. This person had lost a job and needed financial help and began to just tell me the woes of her situation. Just the woes, every single woe that she can think of the negative part of her situation, she just told me. And she didn't just tell me once. She repeated and repeated and repeated the woes. I said, okay, I hear you, and I understand. I understand what you're saying. I understand what your need is. But now let's move on from this. And I said, listen, you're going to have what you speak for the rest of your life. That you've got a choice. You tell me you're a Christian. And I said, I'm telling you this out of understanding because I've been there. I've been on the broke side. I've been on the not had enough side. I've been on the electric has been turned off. The water's turned off. I've been there. I said, trust me, I've been there. And so I know when I had, and I said, I'm not trying to be mean to you. Please understand this. I'm trying to help you right now. But when I had the oh, woe is me story, and I only talked about what I didn't have, and I only talked about how sick and tired I was of it, it lasted longer. And I stayed in that thing much longer than I ever had to. And I didn't know that then. And I wasn't telling it to the right person to tell me what I'm telling you today. I didn't say it to the right person. Because had I said it to the right person, this is what they would have told you or told me. And I could not have done it. So, but what you need to do is you need to start speaking what that word says. Are you a child of God? then that word says that he meets all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I said, it don't matter what circumstances, we walk by faith, not by sight, correct? It's not that, not what the word says? It is written, almost like Jesus, it is written, we walk by faith, not by sight. So it don't matter what you see in the natural. Because see, you have to teach people to think like Jesus thinks. And you teach them that by the word. Because if she would stay in her, oh, woe is me attitude. And listen, I told you I've been there. I'm not putting this woman down. This is where she's at right now. But I don't believe she's doing that tonight. I think she's going to bed and saying, God, I thank you that all of my needs are met according to your riches and glory. Lord, I thank you that what looks impossible is not impossible. Because you are the God of the impossible. And nothing's impossible with you. You know, we need to start changing our confession of what the word says. What if I don't see it right away? You might not. It didn't take you a minute to get into it. It's going to take you more than a minute to get out of it. Amen? And so then I prayed with her. And I'm telling you, her countenance changed. From the moment I started talking to her, and it was all about, oh, woe is me. She changed and she said, you know what? I've not told anybody this. And I want to talk to you about this. And I don't know why I feel free to talk about this. Do you understand that not being afraid to talk to her about the word and what the word really says opened up another door that fear was trying to get in on her. And she said, my boyfriend's an alcoholic. And I want you to pray with me. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I said, well, let me tell you something that you don't know. I said, I come from a long line of alcoholics. And I know that you don't have to stay there. And he don't have to stay there. And what I know from myself and other people around me, that God's the God of the impossible. That according to my faith, it'll happen. According to the word, that he came to set the captives free. If you sit in addiction, you're captive. And he came to set the captives free. Listen, I want to encourage you. We're getting ready to sing a song. This is how I fight my battle. This is how we fight our battle. Listen, we're overcome and overtaken for a lack of knowledge of that word right there. And we know what to fight with. Our situation will change. I just can't say, Lord, I thank you that it's coming in. The money's coming in. I thank you that the money's coming in. That's so vague. Lord, I thank you the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, and I have a $10,000 need, and I thank you whatever you need to make that $10,000 need to come to pass, you're going to take care of it because you meet all of my needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Do you see the difference between the prayers? The difference between the prayers is one, I'm going in my own flesh, my own fears. God, meet this need. God, meet this need. The second one, I'm going boldly before his throne like the word tells me. And I'm saying, God, I thank you that you do meet all of my needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I'm a daughter of a king. You're a daughter. You're a son of the king. What king doesn't provide for his own home? What king doesn't take care of his own kids? And they're earthly kings. My God will take care of everything that you have. Let's get a different way that we look at things. Let's get a different way about how we talk about things. Let's get a different way of how we allow things to come into our mind and what will come out of our mouth. We can't allow the enemy to continue to keep us pressed down and under him when that's not what the word says. I am above and I am not beneath. I am the head and I am not the tail. He formed me. He knew me. He knew me before I was in my mother's womb. I'm not discarded and forsaken. I'm wanted and loved. What thought comes against you? What thought fights at you? What thought tries to bring you back down to a place that you're not supposed to be? We need to fight it with the word. Listen, we're not the downcast and the thrown out. We're not, it's not who you are. It's not who you are. You're a child of the Most High God. And the authority
that Jesus got and gave back to us is yours. And I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight, but I'm telling you that somebody needs to stop, oh, woe is me. And you're not doing it on purpose. I hear the Lord saying, you don't know any different. This is what you've lived. This is what you've heard. This is how you just repeat what you've heard. And he's saying, speak my word over your situation. Speak my word over what you've got going on. And I'm going to turn something around, and only I will get the glory for it, he says. Because people will look and say, she's not capable of that. He's not capable of that. How on earth did that happen? You know, like when Libby was healed, and they said, this is 100% accurate test. We don't know. Yeah, they do know. They just won't admit that it was the hand of God who touched and healed Libby. And they're going to look at you and say, man, there is a God. And he is real. Look how her life, look how his life has turned around. Fight your battle the right way. Amen.
This is how I fight my battles. 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 You may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. You may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Close, pull me in, close, pull me in, close. Thank you. of that word, I'm telling you right now, that most Christians, their problem in life is that they've got their attitude going to take what they say instead of their faith produce what they say. We're supposed to be transformed. Thank you. that is like the purpose of God. So to rest in